mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday. It is Valentine's Day. It is the 14th day of February 2005. And I'm Alejandro Jones, your host. Coming up, we're going to be, after we take some calls, cover a bunch of news, we're going to be talking to Mothers Against the Draft. We're going to be getting into this new variety of AIDS virus, HIV virus, that's popped up. A bunch of Big Brother police state news. And we'll talk more about that biggest fire in Madrid history. And the skyscraper didn't fall, though they told you it would. No, modern steel buildings have never fallen from fire until 9/11, and they don't after either. But just here in the last few minutes of this segment, the last hour, we were talking to Jeffrey Tatro, and his daughter goes to Sutter, California, Britton Elementary School, where they have these big RFID tracker chips in their IDs they have to wear around their necks like slaves. And he said no to this, and so now they said, okay, you don't have to wear it, just have it in your purse. It's the same thing, it's just as bad. It's just as bad. I mean, imagine 50 years ago, if you told them Americans would be walking around with tags around their necks, you know, why not have a little tattoo on your arm? I mean, IBM helped put that in Nazi Germany to categorize and control the population. They had their technicians there, and now they're behind it today with this RFID trying to put it into the schools. But, Jeffrey, we know that out of the gates, these technologies are being used for the bad applications. You know, I'm not saying the technology's bad. It's like a gun is just a tool. The gun itself isn't bad. It's how it's used. But out of the gates, they're using all of this in a bad way, in a forced way. We got about 3 minutes left. Tell us, just in a nutshell again, what's happened and where you're going in the future.
Well, parents nationwide need to be aware that this technology is out there. They need to educate themselves about it. They need to keep an eye on the fact that it may be creeping into their schools. The company that developed this technology is supposedly, what's today, the 14th. In 3 days in San Antonio, Texas, there's going to be a large convention of school administrators, and this technology is going to be displayed at that convention. So that will be the first, as opposed to the negative aspect that we're bringing out about it, and obviously getting the national attention.
Well, again, this is just one company, and then you look at IBM, I normally see them as the funding mechanism behind a lot of these companies. They're the prime mover, let's say, on the infrastructure of this with a few other companies, but RFID chips are in quite a few schools already.
Well, we have been, from here on the West Coast, dealing with the electronic organizations and whatnot that we have been dealing with so far, we've been told that they know of no other elementary schools that are using this technology in this way to track students.
Yeah, I think that means this particular company's application, yeah.
Okay, all right. The main message, Alex, that we want to get out is that we feel no child should ever be tagged and tracked. It's inherently dangerous. It exposes them to more possible kidnappings. It's demeaning by having this thing hung around their neck.
Did you hear about Tennessee where they put the cameras in the school bathroom and then they caught the school putting this stuff on the internet, the neck of children?
Now, see, that's our school, if I've got just a few minutes, our school did put up security cameras around the perimeter, okay? We did not object to that. It's what
Sacramento's got them hooked into the police department.
Well, it's what is that information going to be used for? Are they going to use it to try to curb vandalism and try to catch a dangerous person who is walking onto the school grounds? Or are they going to take that videotape information and put it onto the internet for anybody and everybody to view?
What they're going to do, sir, is use it to catch your children doing anything wrong to get them into the system. I have the federal plans. It's about institutionalizing children, either on the criminal justice system, the welfare system, or in the judicial system. They want to get them, you know, psychiatric or criminal or the welfare system. I tell you what, you've got more to say. Stay there. Give you a few more minutes on the other side. Then we're going to go to your calls. I promise, folks. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. We're now 8 minutes and 35 seconds into this Valentine's Day edition. And we're talking just for a few more minutes, and we're going to your calls to Jeffrey Tatro and his daughters in the elementary school in Sutter, California, Britton Elementary School, where they have to wear these RFID ID cards around their necks. It tracks and traces everything they do. He said, no, they're not worn around their neck. So they said, okay, just have it in their purse. The point is, you've got to get rid of these things, period. This is all part of this control grid. This is, they passed the national ID card last week. Now they're going to try to force the states to put these in your driver's license and ID cards. Then the readers at the grocery store can read it, too. This, they track everything you buy, sell, and do. You had a few other comments you wanted to make, Mr. Tatro.
Well, I'd just like to clarify that we have instructed our daughter, her student body ID card is separate from the RFID chip.
Oh, good. I was confused by that.
Yeah, her student body ID card is in her purse. Now, the students here have had these student body ID cards for years. It's a way of getting them into dances, sporting events. It also helps
discounts
them
at the movie theater.
Well, discounts at movie theaters. Yeah, you name it. I've had student body cards years in the past. The RFID technology is now back in the hands of the school.
Now, again, describe then the two separate forms of ID.
There is the student body ID card, which has the school name, their school year, their grade, also has their name, photo on it, and it also has a four-digit number that is applied to each and every student. They use that number for checking out of library materials. They use it for debiting their lunch money accounts when they go to buy their lunches. But that is all kept tucked away in a purse, in a wallet, in their pocket, somewhere.
But now they want them to wear this and didn't tell you, just suddenly the kids came home from school and we got to wear this around our neck.
There had been rumors coming home for about 6 weeks. We're going to be getting ID tags. We're going to be getting ID tags. We're going to be getting ID tags. We didn't know what it was. Most of us parents just kind of took a, we'll just wait and see what's going on since we haven't heard anything official from the school. Then all of a sudden she comes home with this 4x5 sized black Ziploc pouch with her ID card in front that's clearly visible and this big roll on the back of it that contains this chip. That has all been turned back in. The only thing she has right now is this very benign ID card that is tucked in her purse.
How many of the children at Britton Elementary School, how many parents have had their children turn back in the slave cards?
Very few, because very few parents have taken the time to try to educate themselves as to what this is. Some of the lower grades, I know kindergarten for a fact, because I've spoken to one parent of a kindergarten student. Those students don't even take these tags home. So the parents even haven't even had a chance to examine them in their home environment.
When they check in at the prison in the morning, they get the slave tag put around their neck. When they leave, they take the slave tag off.
Exactly. That's exactly
right. So again, describe on the back of this ID card they wear around their neck, how big the chip enclosure is.
It's a half inch diameter square plastic tube that is flexible. It's capped on either end with red rubber caps, and the chip piece inside there is about 3 to 3.5 inches long and about a half an inch wide. Right in the center are two approximately eighth-inch diameter squares, which we have been told are the actual chips themselves. And then attached to these two little chips is a complex series of antennas.
How long would those antennas be, would you say, if you unfolded them?
We were told that they are several feet long.
Oh, sir. That can be read from hundreds of yards. We've had industry specialists on. Again, they have Hitachi chips now going in Gillette razors and others for the last 2 years that are a fourth the size of a grain of sand that can be read from 5 feet.
Yeah.
And then transponders in cars that can be read from 200 feet are about a foot long. How long, again, did they tell you these wires are?
All they said was they were several feet long.
Unbelievable. That is a high-powered transponder.
Yep.
That is unbelievable.
And that's our concern, that this technology, they can implant any information on that chip, and anybody with a reader or a scanner can scan that chip as you're walking down the street.
And the worst group is the government. I mean, that's the most untrustworthy group. This is out of control. Well, sir, I want to thank you for coming on. This was in the Sacramento Bee and other papers in your area. It's gotten national attention. They're admitting this is a national fight because they can force this there. They can force this anywhere. Have you been on local radio?
We've done some local radio interviews. We've done an awful lot of newspaper and magazine interviews.
Are the hosts against this, or are they telling you you're evil?
Say the question again.
I mean, are the hosts going, what's your problem, Mr. Tatro?
Yes, that has been the response.
Let me tell you something. I've done 2,000 interviews across the country, and your state is so controlled. Everywhere I go, the hosts agree with us. They're waking up. They're involved, conservative, liberal. But in California, I mean, you talk about control. I've just noticed that's why your state's so bad off, is that it's just there's such anything Big Brother, anything that destroys liberty, your media is just out of control.
Well, we are so used to just accepting technology. Oh, well, it's new technology. It's going to make us safer and more secure and whatnot. It's got to be good. You need to look into it. You need to really study up on it.
You need to just continue to reach out to the parents, and you need to go to, start going to the school board meetings and make a big deal out of this and do like a little two-page print-up of news, facts, about RFID, and just keep fighting it, and God bless you. I want to commend you for what you're doing, sir. You ought to start a website, Jeffrey.
That's a definite possibility.
Yeah, well, the fight's worth it. We need more leaders out there, you know, because I can't do it all, and you sound like an intelligent, informed person. I want to commend you for being a trailblazer. You did say, though, that you know of other parents that have said no to this, though.
Yes, there are several other parents who have said no, who have filed their letters of complaint, and who have turned the RFID technology back into the school. Some of the parents have hung on to the RFID technology as a display purpose for when we get this media coverage, we can hold this up and say, this is what our kids are wearing. This is what it looks like.
Well, it'd be horrible to spread word in the school that if you put it in the microwave for about 3 seconds, not longer, it'll catch on fire, but 3 seconds in the microwave, these things are going to be worthless.
I already let that cat out of the bag. That was something that we came across on the internet and during one of our public meetings at a neutral site here in town. Most of our meetings had been conducted at the school. We decided to have a meeting for any concerned parent. Any input was welcome. Those that were for it were there. Those that were against it were obviously there. And I did mention how this technology is fallible based on the company's information.
Look, it's not American. It's not the way to go. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Thank you very much for your time.
God bless you. Good to hear from you. Let's take a few calls, and we'll get into the new AIDS virus, HIV virus that's popped up, and the latest manufactured evidence to go after Iran. There's just so much of it. And, that big tower in Madrid didn't collapse, burned for almost 2 days, but didn't collapse. We'll talk about that as well. Right now, let's go to Jason in Arizona, then Kim and others. Jason, thanks for holding.
Yeah, I saw the building burning in Madrid, and a friend and I sat and watched that and said, immediately thought of 9/11.
Yeah, Building 7 burned for a few hours, small fires, collapsed perfectly, but no steel building had ever collapsed. But then magically, this one burns for almost 2 days and has giant 100-foot white flames shooting out and didn't fall.
Now, if anybody can't see that those buildings, at World Trade Center 7, the fires didn't bring those down, obviously. If people buy that story, then we are truly stupid as an American people.
But the globalists know this. So when in Caracas, when that building burned, you know, fires 10 times worse than 7, it didn't collapse. They kept going, well, some sheetrock, some of the ceilings collapsed. Yes, that's, of course, but not the superstructure.
After it's been burning for hours and hours.
But that's not the metal. It's just, you know, the junk. Now, same thing here. They go, oh, look, the collapse has begun, and all that was falling was the ceilings, the sheetrock.
I had a question. With this new AIDS virus strand, I firmly believe that they have a cure for AIDS.
Oh, it's admitted, and they've had Nobel laureates go public. We have the actual documents where it was bioengineered by the Department of Defense in the late 1970s.
So is this just the first...
It's public, sir. It's not even debatable.
Right, but you mentioned the depopulation of the world. This is just another way of slowly, incrementally doing that.
They don't like to say it, but HIV is race-specific. It'll kill Anglos, but it is more effective. And if you notice the numbers, you know, I mean, it's much higher amongst people of certain racial derivations.
Ah, okay. Well, thanks for your time.
Anything else?
No, that was it. Just, you know, the new AIDS strand. I mean, like I was saying, I firmly believe they... And I often wondered about the Magic Johnson thing, too, because he announced he had AIDS back in 91, I believe it was.
Well, the elite get the cure. Remember, he went public and said, I've been given the cure, I'm fine now.
I barely remember
that.
Yeah,
Tommy Morrison said it, too. I interviewed him, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. I have the cure, and end of story.
Yeah, amazing. All right. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. But they don't give the cure to most people, unfortunately. What's so dangerous about blood transfusions? We're going to break. We'll come back with Kim and others. We're going to take some calls, and we'll get back into the news. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Don't forget the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Check them out today. And don't forget all my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, dozens of other films, 15 cents a day to watch them online, PrisonPlanet.tv. That's PrisonPlanet.tv. TV.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past 2 decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last 3 decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a 1-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I played it on Coast to Coast AM when I was on as a guest a few weeks ago. Had it on the website, but haven't played it on my own broadcast. And so later, we're going to play the... I don't even have the CD I had of it here at the office, so I'll have the network up there. Download a little 6-minute piece with 3 different clips as I confront David Gergen, the equivalent of a super Karl Rove, the 4 presidents, about the satanic rituals at Bohemian Grove. I think you'll find his response interesting. And then, of course, where I confront Michael Moore. It's a little clip of that, and then a clip where I confront a secret police officer of the secret police in New York taking photos of peaceful demonstrators, and I go and get in his face. So that is coming up as well. Right now, Kim in Texas. Kim, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You said, 2 years ago that they were going to make the barcode and the chip real popular? Well, the singer, Pink, has a barcode tattooed on the back of her neck.
Well, yeah, no, I said that they would push the slave grid with Hollywood people talking about how they've gotten the chip and making barcodes and stuff fashionable. And, yes,
right.
It's a big fashion craze. So are swastikas. Women like to wear little swastikas now on their belly buttons or other areas. And so just lots of ultra-decadent stuff. See, as you get more and more decadent, you've got to do something new, something more out of control.
Right.
So she has a tattoo of a barcode on her neck. I see a lot of those.
Okay, I haven't seen it. That was just so strange to me.
Well, where did you hear about it? I mean, who's this?
I saw it on one. She was promoting her new CD.
Her new what?
She was promoting her CD.
Okay. And she had a barcode on her?
Yeah, on the back. Yeah, on the CD and on the back of her neck.
So she has if it's on the CD, I'd imagine she's pretty proud of it. What did she say about the barcode?
She said it's just something that she thought she should advertise. It maybe to help sell her CD to have it tattooed on the back of her neck, which I don't understand how that would help.
Oh, so it's the CD, it's the particular barcode for that particular CD.
Uh-huh.
And then she got it tattooed in the back of her neck.
Right.
And then she said she might sell more if she did that, huh?
Yeah, I don't know how, I'm sorry.
What's her name? I don't know the person.
Pink.
Pink.
She's got pink hair all the time. This thing's punk sometimes and R&B.
Oh, it's a hip-hop thing.
No, she's not hip-hop.
Oh, so she's an R&B artist and doing it.
No, she's a Caucasian. She just thinks she can sing R&B and... but mostly kind of a punk rock, kind of like a Britney Spears.
Yeah, sounds like a punk to me.
And also, Sunday I was watching Meet the Press, and they had Buchanan. Now, I really don't like this guy, but he was talking the way you talk, Alex. He was bringing up the Constitution, John Quincy Adams. He was saying this is not how America should be. This is not. He was going against that guy from Russia that we helped get out of prison, like in 81 or something, when Reagan was president.
Alexander Solzhenitsyn?
Yes.
What was he saying about Solzhenitsyn?
They were both there, and Solzhenitsyn's book is out about democracy. And
I got to get Solzhenitsyn on. I knew he had a new book coming out. I'm glad you told me about that. That's a good reminder. No, listen, I campaigned for Buchanan in 96, or was it 98? No, it was 96. That was the presidential election,
right,
with Bob Dole and Bill Clinton. And I have nothing against Pat Buchanan. I've given him thousands of dollars. The problem is he flip-flops. You know, before the war, he's against it. Then during it, he's for it. And, you know, Bush is doing a great job. And then I had him on about Bohemian Grove, as we're about to play this Gergen clip coming up. And I said, so, you've been to Bohemian Grove, I read. And he goes, yeah, it's great. They're in the Redwoods. And I said, so I started mentioning the ritual. And he goes, how do you know about that? I go, well, I was there. And then he did a double take. He went, I was never there. I was mistaken. And I said, no, you weren't. I've got it in the news you were there with Nixon.
Wow.
And, and you know, it's just, I mean, I'm tired of everybody seeing him flip-flop. And I'm tired of it. And no, I mean, I like Pat Buchanan. I mean, I used to idolize Pat Buchanan. You know, I'm sorry to have to tell you, he's a snake in the grass.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. But I'm just the fact that he brought out the information, and the guy who, I forget his name, who compensates the Meet the Press, did not challenge him on any of that. He never asked him the hard questions.
So what was Solzhenitsyn and Buchanan bringing up?
Well, he was saying how he was for Bush. Solzhenitsyn was saying that how what he was doing in Iraq was great, and we should be. And Bush, they showed Bush saying the clip that how he was thinking the same thing as this Bush was saying. That was his whole game plan. That Solzhenitsyn was in his mind.
Stay what? Stay there. I want to hear more about this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark. With this free book offer, call 888-221-1715 and receive the book. The Bible says, for free, there is absolutely no obligation, no one will call you, and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling 888-221-1715.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul tastes like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want. Where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Kim hung up. I wanted to hear more from her about Meet the Press. Maybe a listener will call in and tell me, was Schultz and Nietzsche saying this war is good? I mean, I'd read some news articles, some editorials he'd written over the years about how America's turning into Russia and how we're losing all our freedoms, and he'd been kind of rebuffed. And Schultz and Nietzsche up there saying the war is good. That's pretty suspicious if that's the case. Let's go ahead and talk to Wesley in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Happy St. Valentine's Day to you.
Yes, thank you for calling.
I'm calling up to beg and plead with radio show announcers across the country, and I'm excluding yourself from this group, of course, but I heard a radio talk show just a few days ago that I would just rather not name, but they had on as a guest one of these very highly educated and very knowledgeable disinformation specialists about the Quran and about the religion of Islam. And the host admitted that he had no knowledge of the Quran. If you're going to invite these guys on your program...
Well, give us specifics. I mean, you're saying disinformation specialist. What was he saying?
Well, for example, that the Muslims love Jesus. that they have a high regard for him and that he was truly one of the great prophets. Well, bingo. You know, there's the word prophet. Jesus was not prophet. He did prophesy, but he was God in a human body. He was not just simply a mortal man the way they just tried to pass him off. And they want you to believe that, you know, anti-Semitic comments, anti-Christian comments that come out of the Quran are taken out of context by these terrible Christians, really, that have an agenda against those poor little Islamics. And, you know, if radio show hosts are going to invite these guys in, they owe it to themselves and they owe it to their audience in particular to go out and
buy
a
Quran and read it. Listen, thanks for the call. Let me just comment on this briefly. I'm obviously not a Muslim. Okay, I'm a Baptist. But don't please compare me to these Baptist churches having UN days and gun buyback days and that tell their flock don't talk about politics in the pews or at lunch on Sunday. But there are different bodies of Muslim thought, and some areas of the Middle East, Christians are left alone and honored and are treated nicely. In other areas, if a Christian sticks their nose out of their house, it gets blown off. Christians can't live in Saudi Arabia, but in armored compounds. I mean, that's a fact. I've had family who's worked over there in the oil fields. I mean, engineers. I mean, I know directly from family. It is, they will kill you. And that's horrible, and that's wrong. But then the media goes, look at the Muslims. They all want to kill us. See what it's like. Well, look at the one country we're total allies with. I mean, just it's Saudi Arabia. I mean, Saudi Arabia is just horrible. Now, the Quran itself does say nice things about Jesus Christ, but it contradicts itself. And then it says, you know, bad things about Christians. And you know what? I'm just not. Boy, that'll open a can of worms. I am just not going to get into a debate. I mean, there's hundreds of Christian sects and hundreds of Muslim sects, and I don't want to. I just don't want to go there. I'm not a Muslim, but I respect people's rights to be Muslims, and I don't think every Muslim wants to kill every non-Muslim. I mean, that's just not the case. Look at Egypt. Look at Jordan. Look at Palestine. Look at all these places. Look at Iraq before, quote, the liberation. The Christians, you know, were left alone. I mean, we're in positions of power. Tariq Aziz is a Catholic. But you... their foreign minister. But you start, I mean, I hear the neocons saying all Muslims basically drink blood and they want to kill you and they got horns and a tail under their clothes. It's not true. But are there areas where they want to kill you? Yes. And it's not the areas our government wants to attack. I mean, Christians are all over Syria. There's Christian churches all over Syria. They're totally left alone. They're honored. In Iran, there's a lot of Christians, but they're just not allowed to go out and preach, and I think that's wrong. Same thing in Israel. You preach the Bible, the Word of God, in Israel, which was written by Jews. It's pretty ridiculous, you know, inspired by God. You will be arrested. If you don't believe me, just type it in. Type in Haaretz, Christians arrested for preaching. Just go read a Jewish newspaper. And they'll tell you, well, we can't have them causing problems. And you know, so why is that okay? It's not. But no, in Israel, they don't shotgun you if you're a Christian. You know, just you better not preach to anybody or it's over for you. It's a problem. But it's really bad in Saudi Arabia, so that's where I stand on that. And, yeah, some Muslims are incredible haters, just like some Christians are. They're not really Christians. And just like... there are sects of... Look, I have nothing against Louis Farrakhan. And he says a lot of things that are true about the New World Order and global government and the AIDS virus and areas they go in. You know, they do clean things up and they have a good message of being upright and family values. Yeah, it's better than, you know, the CIA dealing crack in those neighborhoods. But I've got Khalid Muhammad and I've got older tapes of... because he used to be on TV every week here in Austin. I'm talking 15 years ago, of Louis Farrakhan saying we're all white devils. And one time I was sitting there at a restaurant outside, you know, the hamburger joint out on the porch, and I was going, you know, man, I forgot my sunglasses, and it's hard for me to open my eyes out here. I got such light-sensitive eyes. I was like, you know, I can almost see in the dark, which is really true. I mean, most people can't. I mean, I'm very low level of light. I can, you know, it's just an attribute. But then this black guy walks by and he goes, that's because you're a blue-eyed devil, and a devil can see in the dark, you know. But that doesn't make me dislike all black people, because, you know, people have said that to me. Or, you know, because growing up as a kid in Dallas, many times I had groups of blacks, you know, get out of here, you bleeping honky, blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't. The same thing goes for the Muslims or any other group. You know, just because they got bad people in their groups doesn't mean that, you know, they're inherently all a bunch of killers. But that's basically it. Let's talk to David. David, where are you calling me from?
Lansing, Michigan.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. I just wanted to tell you something, or something I want to get into that relates to what you were talking about earlier in a big way. But I have to tell you that when you were on George Norrie, what was it, a couple of weeks ago?
Yes, sir.
A friend of mine who lives in New York City, actually Long Island, I shouldn't say that, but he was telling me that you weren't on there. WABC had you were on everywhere else. He got you from a station in Connecticut. But WABC, I believe, normally carries George Norrie, and on that particular night, instead of hearing you, they got to hear an infomercial on how to have really healthy bowel movements. And I'm not kidding. He actually played this for me on the phone while you were on George Norrie and I was listening to you here. So,
you know, I don't think that's a conspiracy theory, but I'll or conspiracy, I'll check into it.
Well,
sometimes on a Friday night show, stations will, overnight, run a infomercial.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. I mean, you were on everywhere else, but not in New York City, and this is what they replaced you with, which, you know, it seems kind of like a coincidence to me anyway. But what I wanted to tell you is that I'm a ham radio operator, and we were involved in a discussion the other night on what's being done, the things that are being done in the wake of 9/11, and how there was all this prior knowledge and, you know, a lot of other things. And one guy that we kind of regard as an insider in the New York area gets a little tanked up, and he says things that kind of interesting, and he kept on arguing that, do you want to see this happen to the Sears Tower? Do you want to see this happen to the Sears Tower? Well, someone came up with an article and sent it to me how...
Well, yeah, Larry Silverstein bought the Sears Tower.
Yeah, well, actually, there's three Manhattan...
yeah, the thing in the Chicago Tribune was a, quote, secretive group of New York and real estate moguls headed by Larry Silverstein.
Right. Well,
that's
I thought there was another little interesting tidbit here. It was kind of chilling, and it said appraisals of the Sears Tower fluctuated wildly since the terrorist attack suggested the building, the tallest in the United States, could be a future target. Before September 11, 2001, an appraisal listed its value at $911 million. This was before September 11, 2001, $911 million, but that was reduced to $826 million
last year. Yeah, I've seen that article, yeah.
They're being very cute, aren't they?
Well, people wouldn't think that was cute and wouldn't understand that unless we added this. 1 year after 9/11, the Chicago Mercantile on 9/11, the one-year anniversary, came up 9/11.0000.
Thank you.
The New York Lottery, not the Illinois Lottery, not the Texas Lottery, not the Florida Lottery, the New York Lottery came up 9/11, but it gets worse. We then have just countless other examples of stuff like this going on. The Madrid bombing was on 3/11,
mm-hmm.
911 days after 9/11, and I literally could go on for 30 minutes with these. Thanks,
yeah,
Phil.
I was hoping you would.
I got to let you go. I got to play this clip, sir. I appreciate it. Before we go back to your calls, I want to play this clip. This is from some of the clips from the upcoming film, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. It's not out yet. It'll be out early next month. It'll be on the website by the end of this month. That is for the subscribers of PrisonPlanet.tv. But and you'll hear a pause here. That's because in the video it pauses and shows a close-up of the Washington Times article where David Gergen said, "I didn't run around naked like the rest of them." And you can watch that at InfoWars.com. So here is that clip. We'll be right back. One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, "Oh, what about Bohemian Grove?" And then you countered them by saying, "Hey, I don't run around in the woods naked." What does that mean?
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open.
We got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
There's a lot of big public officials going in there. We deserve it now.
You took it. I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about yourself.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Go ahead and hit pause there. We're going to come back in the next segment and play the rest of that. Because what happens is, I was sitting here earlier thinking, you know, on George Norrie's show, I played that Bohemian Grove clip. I had, you know, CD right off the video, real high quality in stereo. And I was sitting there thinking today, you know, I don't have that clip with me. I'll just tell them at the network up in Minnesota, I'm in Austin, to grab that. And I don't know what's going on with that clip, but there's some kind of weird noise over it. And that's bizarre. That's off my website. I watched that clip on the website. That's not there. So I'll try to figure that out, and we'll, I don't know what I'll do. I'll have somebody drive over to this office with the CD, and maybe I'll play it directly from here. I don't know. I should have listened to the clip beforehand. It's on InfoWars.com. I've watched it before. It doesn't have that. Kind of like that thing over. It was music. That was strange. And then I also in the clip, you know, superimposed some of the clips from my film Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Let's go ahead and talk to Clayton in Rhode Island. Clayton, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. This is a kite flyer in Rhode Island.
I didn't understand that last statement.
Oh, the kite flyer?
Okay. Well, I don't know what that means.
Oh, ask Jack Blood when you see him. He'll tell you the whole story. But anyways,
all right.
You took the words right out of my mouth when you were talking about that ID chip with these kids. You know, invite the kids, the classmates over for ice cream and cake and you know, have a chip burning party. And, you know, I mean, these people are going to be defeated one way or the other. And they're putting this stuff down our throats. It isn't doing anything for us. This federal ID card you told me about last week, I've been telling everyone about it. And they're just in shock all around me. They're just like, "You got to be kidding me." I says, "Nope." So, doing a good job, and that clip was very fine. I enjoyed that.
Did you hear the music over the background?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, son, I wanted to comment on...
Well, that's Twilight Zone, because that's not the clip I put on my website.
Right. You did a heavy station on 9.990, and it's really beating up here in Rhode Island. And the ham radio operator that calls, if any ham radio operators call and they're having discussions, why don't they tell them what frequency they're on? Because a lot of people will listen.
Now I'm confused. You're talking about 990 ham radio operators?
No, the 990 is on the shortwave broadcast. It's stepping on your station down below.
Oh, because we simulcast on shortwave, somebody else is.
Yeah,
all right, well, complain about it to the FCC for me.
Very good. You take care, Alan.
All right, sir. Good to hear from you. I'm sorry I was dense a few times. You were saying kite flyer and then stuff. I just didn't understand. I apologize. Some of the other news I want to get into is this new AIDS virus, HIV virus, that supposedly causes AIDS. AIDS viruses isolated from two individuals are being studied to determine whether either might be the source of a rare and potentially more aggressive form of HIV detected in a New York City man. An AIDS scientist involved in the studies said Sunday. Many more tests need to be conducted to determine if the strains from the three people are the same, said the scientist Dr. David Ho. He directs the Aaron Diamond AIDS Research Center in Manhattan, which is conducting some of the studies in collaboration with the New York City Health Department. And by the way, the evidence shows the U.S. government, through the health department in New York City, in the late 70s, through hepatitis inoculations that they encouraged the gay men to take, put this in the vaccine. So, while some findings may be available in the week, others will take longer. But even if the strains prove to be the same, it doesn't necessarily mean that the supervirus is on the loose, because there could be genetic factors in the first man that would make the infections progress faster. And we'll come back with details of this and a lot more on the other side. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Manuel in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Okay. Well, I wanted to talk about symbolism and the language of symbols. You know, here in this Western culture, the globalists, with a direct intent, have made it so that we don't recognize symbols, although they bury us under them. And I'm sure you're aware of the fact of the different federal notes, the denominations of the money, having the Twin Towers and the Pentagon burning, and the explosions.
Well, all of the new notes, when you fold them, it shows the planes first hit, how the smoke progressed, Then the towers collapsing shows the Pentagon. I mean, and for folks that don't understand this, the globalists communicate with us through the money, the all-seeing eye, the owl, the cobwebs, the 322. It's on the money.
Well, that's an interface. Whether the people understand it or not, that's a subconscious interface. Well, you understand that one of the denominations is actually the Hoover Dam. There's this GoldenEye video game. They've always been laced with New World Order, propaganda. Well, now you're evil in this new GoldenEye game. And the last one is actually a stage where you're walking in a factory in what they call a security operation, and a voice comes over the speaker. And I'm telling you this so you can see the credibility. They drop science, as we say in our little slang. You're walking through the factory, and a voice comes through the speaker and says, we're merging the global economies. We're breaking down borders. We're going to control it with a conglomerate of corporations. Well, in the new GoldenEye now, one of the stages is set in the Hoover Dam. Your mission and your direct objective is to set off a seismic bomb within the Hoover Dam to destroy it. To, quote, get the desired effect and set in motion a set desired of objective. Now, I thought that's very interesting because
and
also
the objective is to then, you're the government that brings in martial law. The game Deus Ex, the first version of it, a new one's out now, and I've played this on TV. Because, I mean, it's video, folks. The video game's video. I mean, it's high quality, made right here in Austin. You're the government. You carry out a bio attack to bring in martial law.
Oh, this guy's government. He's playing both sides. This guy's doing the same thing. And that's exactly what's going on in this game. They also speak about international monetary units.
Well, it's like the show 24, finally. It was going to be the militia with the Muslims blowing up L.A. with a nuke. And when you finally find out, it was the government.
Well, it's all interlaced. When you see symbols on TV, on the money, and the video games, people need to wake up and people
well, almost every society. Major corporation is a pyramid with an all-seeing eye.
And it's no mistake. No mistake. Thanks a lot, Alex.
Yeah, I appreciate the call. That's a really good point, Manuel. Before I end this hour, and we are going to get that clip, I called my web guy, and I'm like, is there music on that clip now? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, it sounds good, but I think it's, just, in a way, distracting on radio. It's not with the video. So I'm going to download it again without the added music, and we'll play that in the next hour. I was going, am I hearing music? I was going, am I going crazy? Is there music on this? Because a few weeks ago, I watched the clip online again, and it didn't have it. I was going, we just downloaded this from the same spot. But I guess he did it to kind of sweeten it. He's a great video editor, but I don't know, over radio, it might be distracting. So we're going to play that early in the next hour. And we got a guest coming on as well, Mothers Against the Draft. You don't want to miss that. In the last minute I've got here before this hour ends, go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Look at all the great videos and books there in the bookstore we offer, the books on tape, the pro-gun T-shirts, all of it, the InfoWars.com bumper stickers at cost. You just pay for the shipping. Go to the website, order the videos, get the bumper stickers, get the materials, wake people up, warn them. The toll-free number to call and order the videos, if you want to order via the phone, is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or, as I said, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. You can go order via the safe, secure online shopping carts. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase also supports this broadcast and makes it possible. That's a secondary but important reason to do it. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. Read the books, watch all the films right there online for 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv. Third hour, a great guest, more of your calls, and a ton of news straight ahead in 70 seconds.